Here we are, kids, the Grand Canyon.
It's so old and boring. I want a new one. Now!
Hello, I'm Tom Hanks. The U.S. government has lost its credibility, so it's borrowing some of mine.
Tussle my hair, Mr. Hanks.
Sure thing, son. This is Tom Hanks saying, if you're going to pick a government to trust, why not this one?
Thomas Paine podcast, Paine in the Morning on a Friday, rock and roll. And We have another fantastic episode with Maria Albanese. And we just finished that chat. It is 1 a.m. on the East Coast on Friday. So I can say it's officially Friday. And I think it's one of our better chats. They just keep getting better and better and better. And she's such an asset to the entire program. And some people say, hey, are you going to have her on Friday? This usually starts around Wednesday. Is she coming on Friday? Is she coming? I said, she'll be here to help you. She'll be here to help show you the way, so to speak. So if you're wondering how you're feeling, something's ringing in your ears for the next few hours, it's going to be her and I. And hopefully it rings in your head some of the topics we talk about for the next couple days, at least the next couple days, perhaps beyond. Interesting day, interesting week here. I keep saying we're going to slow things down. It's not really the case. It hasn't worked out so far. The plans are gelling on the Thomas Paine podcast tour of America, or part of America, or maybe just document the next trip to Wawa and call it a day. We're going to show you the way across the United States. I think that's what we're planning. And we're working on securing our chariot right now for that trip. And we know Vegas is in it, and some other folks have reached out to us and say, hey, why don't you come our way? And so to them, I say, hey, show me the way. What's going on in your neck of the woods, so to speak? We'll come out and see if we can make it out. I'm looking forward to it. I want to hit the bricks here. I want to hit the streets. I love the streets. I love being on the road. I love talking to people. I love getting a vibe of what's going on. I'm looking forward to it. And we're trying to plan it and do it right. You know. So you end the road trip or mid-road trip, you don't end up looking like Randy Quaid. A shout-out to the folks on Pain.TV. Thanks for all the support this week and the fantastic banter and the intel going back and forth. It really is fantastic. Somebody pointed out the Zahara on... And I've heard this from a number of different folks. And we featured Russell Brand a few times, his YouTube rants, his dissertations. And now he has about 5 million viewers. And we played a few of his videos and audios on here. He had about 1 million viewers, so he's growing. But a number of folks, and Russell, if you're out there listening, you just might be. At least your folks might be, because a lot of folks are saying, hey, Russell comes out with stuff and talks about stuff. Of course, he has his own unique way of discussing these things. The same kind of stuff you say a couple days later. Say, hey, Russell, if you want to come on the show, come on the show. But so he's talking about the COVID narrative is falling apart and leaders are panicking. Well, we've been talking about on here for quite some time, and specifically recently. And the more people that want to talk about it and spread it around, the better. But as Zahara says, Mike has been saying this forever. We knew it here first, folks. And we try to please. We aim to please. As the song says, we try to light the way as often as we can. Andy on Pain.TV. I have an opportunity to fill an open seat on my school board. I've been tuning in to listen to Mike almost every day since March 2020. I've always been an early adopter, I'm a Hotwire member. I live in suburban Philly, Montgomery, also known as Montgomery County. Mask Nazis are everywhere. Everyone's hair is on fire over COVID. I've been speaking out publicly at school board meetings since May 2021 about the masking and the lockdowns. He gives some personal information that I will not share with you folks in case you decide to stalk this man. I believe I know where Mike stands on this issue. What say the rest of you out there who care to chime in? We don't have to go to a phone booth with Albert Collins to understand that, hey, your school board, Andy, could use some fresh air and some fresh meat, so to speak. And if you see things eye to eye with many of the folks on this site, then I think it will only improve if you get on it. There's nothing wrong with trying to get involved at the local level. Forget the federal level. We talked about it. It's gone. The federal level's gone, baby. Toast. It's so corrupt. It's insane. So let's focus on the local level. Certain intel and certain wisdom in that. Especially because look what Soros has done. He's funded and he's rigged all these local elections for district attorneys, and he's turning cities upside down. So if focusing on local politics works for Soros and his wing monkeys, well, then why wouldn't it work for us? And your kids. A good buddy of mine who's a federal agent has just elected to the school board. Tells me what a complete disaster the school board is. These people are completely out of their fucking minds. And I said, well, when you retire, we'll talk about it on air. And this is a protege of John Moynihan. He worked under John Moynihan at DEA. And, and Moynihan was always telling these guys, the fuck is Moore doing in the building again? He's a reporter. Why is this guy here? Get him the fuck out of here. These guys say, you don't understand. This guy's cool. And then it's come full circle. You end up interviewing Moynihan later on in life. The guy who was stalking him. And he used to sneak around DEA headquarters in Manhattan just to stay away from John. But one of his proteges, very bright guy, has joined the school board by election and trying to benefit things from the local level, improve things. Nothing wrong with that. I'm all for it, man. So, Andy, knock yourself out, man. Go for it. Fuck it. Just do it. And, you know, the support from other folks on Pain.tv who are talking to him and saying along the same lines. It's fantastic. And, you know, I don't get to talk about this site enough. And it's not just a shameless plug, although it really is. And it's more than that. And the Pain.tv app. Sherwin-Williams, this is from Addison. Sherwin-Williams is applying a 4% supply chain charge on random items. This is from my husband. He's a painter. She puts a receipt on here. Son of a bitch, look at that. Supply chain charge, 4%. Supply chain charge, 4%. Boy, these guys are not kidding around. Supply, but they give them, this is great. They give the guy a 15% discount. That's pretty good, right? Thanks for coming in. Thanks for being a loyal customer, loyal painter. We'll give you 15%, but then we'll charge you and surcharges 16%. Thanks a lot, buddy. Unbelievable. So is that breaking news? I guess people are seeing this time and time and time again. And, you know, when the shit hits the fan, you're supposed to bail everybody out. Don't you know that? Including the government. So many things on here. Just a representation of the insanity that we see on a daily basis, the flip-flopping in the government. We talk about that tonight with Maria. This is a fascist state of New York, unforgivable, never forget. NYPD arrests a 9-year-old child in New York City because he didn't have a vax card in a museum. We are destroying lives. This has to stop. Some folks have seen that video. It's a damn shame. And don't forget, the geniuses who run. You ever see that movie, Night at the Museum? Robin Williams plays Teddy Roosevelt. He's on horseback. Kids love that movie. Kids of all ages. You can watch that now with your young bucks, nieces and nephews, kids, grandkids. They love that movie. The dinosaurs running around. It's chaos. You've got a little bit of everything happening in that movie. It's a fantastic movie. And the horse comes to life that Teddy Roosevelt's on. And one of Robin Williams' great performances, long-lasting and spans all different generations. Grandparents love that movie. Parents love that movie. Kids love the movie. Everyone. It's a winner. The museum now, Natural History Museum, has removed said statue of President Roosevelt because it represented colonialism. Because the sculpture, also had Native American Indian, African American man standing next to the horse. And there's been a debate going on in the city. It really is devolved, spun out of control into complete chaos. And this is what New York City is worried about. It's cost at least $2 million in legal fees and everything else to get rid of the statue. They did it last night under the cover of darkness. These cowards, they couldn't even just remove the statue. They had to build a curtain around the whole thing. So, like everything else done in New York politics, it's all done behind the scenes. A bunch of cowards. So they built a big shower curtain around the statue, and then they removed it. Oh, my God. I mean, this is the insanity you're talking about, these people. Of course, the city is a complete toilet, but let's worry about a fucking statue of Teddy Roosevelt, flanked by, at the time, who he would have been flanked by. But that's not cool. A white guy was on a horse, and there was a black guy next to him and a Native American Indian next to him on the other side. That is bad news. We can't have that. Especially out in front of the Natural History Museum, for fuck's sake. Because we must reinvent our natural history. We must tear down. Oh, who else did that? The Third Reich, I remember doing that. Of course, just like Germany, we apparently haven't learned in many places from world history, from our own history, and we are therefore, as a society, or at least patches of it, doomed to repeat it. And guess what that will include, folks? That will include the chaos and the violence. And not exempt from it, in other words. So there's a lot of stuff going on pain.tv. And it's fantastic. Fantastic. You check it out. Is what I'm getting to, but also trying to do some shout-outs to some of these people. Jalisco, he's our intel maven from Mexico, and he posts some fantastic stuff on a regular basis. He usually hits me up around late night after we post these things. He starts posting early in the morning, late night, and it's just so many. Mama Fox is on tonight, and Warren and Katie and Snappy Shot checking in, JS2, Sean F, Sean.F. I don't want to say your last name, Sean. They'll stalk you. These people are crazy. Not all of them. Stormy626 talking about the CDC reveals which was more efficient at protecting against the Delta strain, vaccines or natural immunity. Oh, we'll talk about that later tonight. I won't spoil it for you. But Stormy626 has some strong words for CDC Director Rochelle Walensky. And I love when people get emotional and they're able to have a forum where they can do this and not get stalked and hunted down by a bunch of fucking geeks and Poindexters. And by building pain.tv, you know, we stuffed those assholes back into their lockers where they belong. I'll tell you that right now. Wrong button. Let's try it again. We've stuffed those assholes back in their locker where they belong. Yeah. That's right. This time, put a lock on those lockers. Anyway, a great conversation with Maria. I got a couple of videos here. Oh, no, one video at least. I found this completely interesting. Thank you. Glad you did too. I guess Johnny Winter. Is it Johnny Winter? He's out of control. That's Edgar Winter. Edgar's got some pipes. So let's go from Edgar Winter, somebody with some pipes, to somebody else with some pipes. And we don't get into a lot of pulp fiction on here, pop culture, but we'll delve into it today because it serves our purposes. Adele, she had a number of gigs in Vegas booked. And she was going to be bringing home $700,000, $800,000, $900,000 a night in her pocket. In her pocket. That's a lot of poker chips. Well, it was set to take off here and launch and we're selling tickets, but, well, let's go to the video tape. Things are not working out so well. And it's interesting what she's blaming it on.
Hi, listen, I'm so sorry, but my show ain't ready. We've tried absolutely everything that we can to put it together in time and for it to be good enough for you, but we've been absolutely destroyed by delivery delays and COVID. Half my crew, half my team are down with COVID, they still are. And it's been impossible to finish the show. And I can't give you what I have right now. And I'm gutted. I'm gutted and I'm sorry it's so last minute. We've been awake for over 30 hours now trying to figure it out and we've run out of time and I'm so upset and I'm really embarrassed and I'm so sorry to everyone that's travelled again. I'm really, really sorry. I'm really sorry. We're on it. We're going to reschedule all of the dates. We're on it right now. And I'm going to finish my show and I'm going to get it to where it's supposed to be now for you. I'm so sorry. It's been impossible. We've been up against so much and it just ain't ready. I'm really sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, it sounds like Adele's blown a flat tire here. Let's play a little Albert King flat tire on a Friday. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
That'll get it.
That'll get it. $700,000 a night will get you. I'd be crying, too. I'd be crying for $70 a night. So we can't do the show. It's just, boy, if we took her philosophy and we didn't do a show because it wasn't ready, we'd never do a show. I'll tell you that right now. This show's never ready. We just turn it on and go. Hey,
wait a minute. I think I hear something, honey. Do you hear some outside air?
Show feels good.
No, I said, do you hear some outside air? Yeah.
Well, we're feeling and hearing a lot of hot air coming out of Vegas. You know, it's crazy. She's jabbed, triple jabbed. Her crew is jabbed. Everybody who's a part of this is jabbed. And yet they're using COVID as an excuse for canceling the show. Now, that might be true. That might not be true. It's a big deal. I mean, there's a lot of money behind this, right? A lot of pissed off people. You can sit there and these guys get it both ways, right? They go, they rail. Do they still not get it? Or they're just not allowed to pretend that they get it or say that they get it because they'll never work in this town again, so to speak. These folks are out there, the beautiful people, Tom Hanks, Adele, you name it. Top tier folks. Go out and do your part. Get your shot. We'll talk about Hanks later. That's why we opened up the show with him. It's very interesting. He's pimping now. Basically, he's a White House's bitch. This is where his career is gone. Congratulations. Funny man. They're double, triple vaxxed. Who knows? They might get extra vaxxes just for the hell of it. Who gives a shit, too? But they rail against other folks for not doing this. And then Adele says, we can't do the show because everybody has COVID. Well, they're all vaxxed. How could they have COVID? It's preposterous at this point. You haven't put two and two together instead of crying about your show not being ready. So delay it. The show will be ready. Stop fucking belly aching. Wouldn't you be more concerned that the jabs you took don't work? That's something to cry about. And what makes you think that your show will ever be ready as more people continue to drop and get sick who are jabbed? It's not the unvaccinated that are the problem here. I know plenty of unvaccinated folks. Nobody I know who hasn't lined up is sweating. Not one person is worried about it. Not one person. Not quite the case on the other side. I just find it very interesting that she blames the whole thing. And if it's true, then the whole thing's preposterous. Then the things you promoted and the things you stood for contributed to folks becoming sick, very sick. And that's just the folks who have COVID, who got jabbed, not the folks who have many other issues that we talk about on a daily basis, so. Sit up there and cry like a big blubbering baby. You helped create your own disaster. I just wonder if these brainwashed bird brains ever see the irony in that. I see it, and I'm going to fucking point it out. That's the kind of asshole I am. Know that. Know that. You guys know it. The depths I'm capable of stooping to prove a point. What else we got? Well, we got a lot of stuff. And the conversation with...
Why are you picking on Adele? What's the matter?
Using it as a teaching moment, okay? I'll go back to Russell Brand if you want to listen. I'll go back to saying the point. It's all falling apart. It's all falling, but they can't keep it together. This has been a theme on here for a long time. They can't keep it together. And they don't have the skills to keep it together, believe me. And so let's just see what happens. And it's all falling apart. And the official narrative, it's crumbling. It never was very cohesive. It's just that through sheer repetition and pounding it into people's head, by using free media from the corrupt mainstream media and others, even in the right-wing media, they're able to just pound these things into your head that, oh, this works, this doesn't work, you should do this, you should do that. It's all bullshit. Now they're talking about different types of masks. Oh, let's rearrange the deck chairs on the fucking Titanic and talk about different types of masks.
Not the N95 mask, the KN95.
Oh, yeah, that's going to make a big difference. Yeah. They'll say anything, but the simple fact is, and it's going to come out and keep coming out,